Hey, feeling unsure about your finances these days? You're not alone. That's why Noble Gold Investments is here to help. Just hear it straight from the people who they've helped. The Noble crew walked me through everything with no stress. With their help, I could finally sleep easy at night. And now this month, Noble Gold Investments is handing out a free 5-ounce silver America the Beautiful coin if you qualify for an IRA. Invest in gold and silver with Noble Gold Investments. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com right now. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com right now. Hey, everybody, happy Monday. We talk about Andy Stanley. We talk about why despairing is a sin. Does Biden want a border wall? And it's time for a counter-revolution. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. And become a member at charliekirk.com and click on the Members tab. Get involved with the most important organization in America. That is tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today at tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Charlie, really enjoyed your overview of Alexander Solzhenitsyn and Marxism. Talk more about the revolution that we are currently in. Thank you for the kind words. We received some very favorable emails, freedom@charliekirk.com. We are in the midst of a cultural revolution. The bad guys are trying to refound the country. They look at themselves as Madison, Hamilton, and Jay. Barack Obama was the great leap forward. Barack Obama was their Mao, if you will. Barack Obama was the one that changed the game. And there was plenty of uniparty garbage and trash and nonsense before that. Big government spending. Instead of looking themselves at Madison, Hamilton, and Jay, they look at themselves as Lenin, Stalin, Trotsky, or Robespierre that will bring forward the new revolution. And again, for those of us that live in reality, we find all of this to just be somewhat academically laughable. You know, when I'm around right-wing circles sometimes, and it's okay, laughter is fine. Actually, laughter is cathartic. Laughter is necessary. We tend to make fun of the left a lot, and I think that's really helpful as a tool of mockery and a way to try to win over independents. But what is not helpful is acting as if we're just fighting clowns, acting as if we are just fighting a circus show because their ideas are so insane is really, really dangerous. For example, if I go to an event and I say, you know, we're fighting people that say men can give birth and everyone laughs, there is an implication that we're fighting people that we're easily going to defeat, that they have no strategy, no tactics. And that's just not right. These are devotees to their ideological agenda. They have millions of pages of literature that have been written towards bringing, immanentizing the eschaton, bringing forward heaven on earth. From Hegel to Rousseau, a little bit of Machiavelli, a little bit of Nietzsche, Michel Foucault, Gramsci, Jacques Derrida. And we are living through the current revolution that it's easy to dismiss when they say things as patently insane and absurd as men can chest feed. The CDC says that. It's easy to laugh it off. Victor Davis Hanson articulated this beautifully on Tucker Carlson's program, Play Cut 33.
I don't think it works anymore just to migrate to a red state or to drop out of the popular culture. You've got to get control of the political apparatus of the country through elections. And your worry is legitimate. If you can't do it through fair elections, then what do you do? So I think this election, I know everybody says that each election is paramount. But this one is very important because we're in the middle of a revolution and it's our only avenue to a counter-revolution to return to normality.
This is exactly right. And I'll go a step further. That this is not the first revolution. They've already conquered the land. This revolution is about eliminating the right. So the two-step revolution. They control every major institution. The indigenous people, the natives, they make a big deal out of saying, you live on conquered land. You conquered our land. I'm going to use that language for a second. You are living on conquered land. The left has conquered your land. You must think of yourself as a dissident in your own country. And when I say this, I get a lot of angry emails. Charlie, we are still the majority of the country. That's not the point. You know how many regimes have a leadership class that is not popular with the people or ideologically compatible? We might outnumber them, but they are far more powerful than we are right now. Far more powerful than we are. In addition, this is one of the first times in human history where we as the citizenry act as if it matters that we outnumber the rulers. Most of human history, that didn't matter. You have Pharaoh, and then you have a bunch of people that don't like Pharaoh, but they're afraid of him. And that's it. You have a Caesar or a Czar, and they know they can only push it so far before a revolution. But people moan, people grumble, and they say, get back to work, go build another pyramid. Do you know what every single regime that had slavery in common? Every single regime that had slavery. There were always more slaves than masters. Always. And yet slavery continued. And yet still to this day, there's more slaves today than ever before, and the left acts as if it doesn't exist on our southern border. There's always more slaves than masters. Always. And so just because we outnumber them, it means nothing. And our numbers are increasing in some ways, but they are pummeling us, pummeling our financial institutions. Just let's go through the list again. Mike Lindell, they're trying to make his company go bankrupt. Steve Bannon, federal prison. Donald Trump, 700 years in prison. Dinesh D'Souza, they targeted him. James O'Keefe took him out at Project Veritas. Tucker Carlson, no longer on cable news. Douglas Mackey, for making a meme. Any sort of satirist is targeted. You live on conquered land. The FBI, it's calling MAGA a domestic terror movement. So yes, we do outnumber them, but they're more powerful. And there are more slaves than masters. And I'm not saying that we are necessarily slaves in the traditional sense, but we are not in a free country. Please put that up on screen, Ryan. It's very, very powerful. And this is an uncomfortable truth for some people in the audience to hear. That you live in a conquered country. Not that they're conquering. Look at that. President Biden, right before the midterms, sitting down with Dylan Mulvaney. Levine, who is the rear admiral of health or whatever. The topless stripper, the tranny stripper in front of the White House. Look at that person in the U.S. Army. Sam Britton, the suitcase-stealing keeper of nuclear secrets. Remember, the Biden regime says we're going to have a return to normalcy? Well, it's a top-down revolution. It's an ideological contagion. So how do you stop that? Well, I have a book coming out in the spring where I argue it's time for us to launch our own revolution. Not peaceful, not like American Revolution. But we actually have an opportunity to make our revolution bottom up, not top down, which actually is a more successful way to do a revolution. I call it a right wing revolution. They've taken over everything. We live in conquered land. We live on enemy territory. You must think like a dissident. And that is a completely foreign mindset for a group of conservatives that are used to just managing decline. It's a completely different mindset for conservatives that say, well, you know, we just have to conserve things. You actually have to now take them back because the institutions have been infected. Look at the Catholic Church. We had the great Dr. Taylor Marshall. He all but is acknowledging that there might be a coup against the Pope. It's not a joke. He's basically saying that, yeah, you know, you automatically have to say that the Pope is Catholic, but we actually might not believe that the Pope is Catholic. You want to talk about captured institutions? I don't have that on my bingo card in year 2023, where Dr. Taylor Marshall comes on the program and says, yeah, there's an open question amongst the faithful of Catholics whether or not we have a Catholic Pope. And honestly, that's not an outrageous theme. There is a question of whether or not Joe Biden is an American. Not, does he have a passport? Does he share American values? Of course he doesn't. Dylan Mulvaney, is that person a woman? No. Our institutions have been infiltrated by a group of LARPers, live action role players of something that doesn't actually exist. And we can analyze this on end. the capturing of our institutions. How this happened? We happened because we were complacent. We were too nice. We allowed the bacteria infection to consume the whole nation. And remember O'Sullivan's first law. All organizations that are actually not, that are not actually right-wing will over time become left-wing. And you see that time and time again. The left will take over every institution. Every institution. And now it's time for us to launch a counter-revolution. But honestly, our side is not ready for that. It's my goal to change that from the bottom up with young people. But our side is not ready for the work that it's going to take. I hope that changes. All right, you've probably heard me. It's actually now 25 pounds that I have lost. And I'm sure some of you say, oh, Charlie, I've tried everything. That was me. You know, my first Zoom call with my PhD weight loss, I was kind of skeptical. I was like, come on, guys. All right, I've heard this whole thing before. And boy, was I wrong. They know what they're doing, my PhD weight loss. Look, this is 100% legit. And people say, well, Charlie, you've lost so much weight. And I say, yeah, my PhD weight loss, hello. But look, they have a different approach. And it's Dr. Ashley Lucas. She's great. I text with her. She does a really, really good job. 25 pounds, I'll tell you. And I have more energy and I'm healthier than ever before. Here's why. The program rids your body of the inflammation that is causing so many health problems. If you look around today, America is the fattest it has ever been. Our families, friends, and neighbors are dying of diabetes, heart disease, and Alzheimer's, now called T3 diabetes. PhD has helped so many people who want to have a good, active life, play with their grandkids, travel, hike to a waterfall, go for a bike ride, but their weight was holding them hostage. They don't want any of you on experimental drugs for your brain degeneration from Alzheimer's or homebound with an oxygen tank for heart failure. My PhD weight loss knows that losing weight is the best thing for overall health. We are way too fat as a society. And here's the thing. If you're listening to this and you say, boy, I'm a little overweight, it's perfectly fine. Do something about it. Use your free will, your agency. Say, you know what? I'm just not where I want to be. This is an empowerment tool for you. All of these things can be prevented. You look at heart disease, the beast, you know, what they now call diabesity. By the way, there's a great new book by Dr. Peter Attia about longevity. You want to live long? Lose weight. Look, Dr. Ashley Lucas, she is the master of this, and she is the genius behind my PhD weight loss. So you can call them today at 864-644-1900. That is 864-644-1900. By the way, this is not like a sign up and you're automatically going to lose weight. You got to do some work. You got to apply yourself. It's not a too good to be true thing. But if you have motivation, they will channel that motivation towards a very positive, measurable, and real outcome. Find them online at myphdweightloss.com. Tell them Charlie Kirk sent you. That is myphdweightloss.com. PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition, physician and dietitian developed, individually delivered. Again, I lost 25 pounds and I feel great. If you think you've tried everything, you're wrong until you say you've tried my PhD weight loss. They map you as a whole person. It's not like, hey, just read this book. No, 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 no. It's a deep dive. It's personalized. It's going to get results for you. MyPhDWeightLoss.com. You're living through a cultural revolution. We need a right-wing revolution of our own. There's a iron law of politics. It's a great... I'm actually going to find this. Somebody texted it to me. It's really smart. Let me see if I can find it in a second. It's all about timing, okay? Because there's this sense of despair. And remember, to despair is a sin. If you are despairing, you are sinning against God. George Shultz, who was a moderate and Reagan's longtime Secretary of State, he had a great quote, though. He also was in charge of labor, head of OMB, Treasury Secretary. He said, "You could never tell when your moment of opportunity would come, and that you have to be ready. Our job is to get ourselves ready." In some ways, we were not ready in 2016. We had a moment in time and we won, but we actually lost after we won. We might have won the White House, but we lost the staffing war. We lost against the deep state. We won some big things because of Trump's unbelievable persistence, perseverance, and quite honestly, his unwillingness to bend when the entire regime wanted to murder him. But our job right now is to articulate what does success look like and be ready at the beachhead. That is the job right now. Because the moment of time is not necessarily right now. It's just not. You have to wait for your enemy to weaken, for public opinion to shift in a certain way, and you know it. When it's your time, you know it. And you say now. You think about it from the other people's perspective. 15 days to slow the spread. When Mike Pence said that, the bad guys said now. You added Floyd on top of it, there was no going back. There have been several situations that are arguably as alarming or passionate as the Floyd situation. When Floyd overdosed on drugs or whatever happened. I'm sorry, I was just reading the first medical examiner report from Hennepin County Examiner. When he, you know, maybe died of suffocation. It's a question that has never been answered. But once that happened, Floydapalooza began. And the bad guys were ready. Every institution was posting black squares. Every media outlet was parroting white guilt. And there has not been a pause, because from 15 days to slow the spread plus Floyd to today, you've been living through an active measure of a cultural revolution. We are now in the lawfare phase. The lawfare phase, which is to indict, imprison, spy, surveil, smear, slander, and confiscate the wealth of the entire American right. The goal is to abolish anybody with dissident political views. We played this previously, but it is worth playing again. They're not even trying to hide it anymore. Hillary Rodham Clinton is outwardly saying it is time for re-education. Play cut 111, please.
There wasn't this little tail of extremism waving, you know, wagging the dog of the Republican Party as it is today. Mm-hmm. And sadly, so many of those extremists, those MAGA extremists, take their marching orders from Donald Trump, who has no credibility left by any measure. He's only in it for himself. He's now defending himself in civil actions and criminal actions. And when do they break with him? You know, because at some point, you know, maybe there needs to be a formal deprogramming of the cult members, but something needs to happen.
So that's an alleged journalist, Christiane Amanpour, that's listening to this deranged lunatic talk about gulags. And she just kind of laughs. Like, not even a follow-up question. Like, hey, just curious, what do you mean by that? Like, do you mean, like, Maoist re-education camps? Do you mean gulags? No, she just kind of laughs. Like, oh, yeah, it's funny, it's hilarious, it's nice to think of. Remember, half of Democrats wanted to put unvaccinated people into internment camps. Half. They will not stop unless we stop them and if we launch a countermeasure against them. That is where we are. But you must change your mindset. You must change your mindset. The mindset is no longer, it's our country. We're not in charge. We don't control any major institution. We barely control the House, and even that is questionable at times. You are the minority in your own nation. It's time to launch a sabotage campaign peacefully against the regime. Do you want to take control of your financial future but don't know where to start? Noble Gold Investments understands. Investing in precious metals may sound very confusing, but the team at Noble Gold Investments makes it quite easy. Let's hear from actual Noble Gold Investments customers. The staff answered all my questions and helped me every step of the way. No pressure sales tactics, just honest guidance. Securing my future is less stressful thanks to Noble Gold's expertise. So don't settle for financial uncertainty. They'll suggest options and see if you can diversify into gold and silver. Right now, Noble Gold Investments is offering a free 5-ounce silver America the Beautiful bullion coin for qualified accounts. Do not settle for financial uncertainty. Noble Gold Investments has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and countless 5-star reviews. Why wait? Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com right now. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com right now.
Email us freedom@charliekirk.com. Someone says, Charlie, I am despairing. He said, it's a long email. You should not despair is a sin. You could be worried. You could be concerned. But to get into that place of despair, you've already let the enemy win. And it's a sin against God.
Okay, I want to get to a story here with Andy Stanley. I've picked on Andy Stanley for years. He's a heretic, and he calls himself a pastor. And I want to be very clear. Some of you probably are not that interested in, you know, the gay marriage debate. I believe as marriage is man and one woman. I believe that politically. But this is now about, like, church doctrine, okay? So this is a step further than just what you believe with laws. This is now getting actually to the essence of the faith. So Andy Stanley has come out, and he's been hosting a gay conference. This is actively undermining Christian truth, okay? Actively undermining Christian truth. So Andy Stanley is having this LGBT conference where he's trying to figure out, in his own words, what the Bible and Christians say about homosexuality. Yeah, we know. He calls it the Unconditional Conference, targeting compassionate Christian families with LGBT acolytes and activists. These well-meaning families, motivated to show love, put themselves under teaching that they believed came from a reputable source, only to discover their families will experience additional grief. So this is written by someone who's criticizing it. But so Andy Stanley, I was just trying to read a summary here. So Andy Stanley hosts this Unconditional Conference. And the speakers at – so if you don't know who Andy Stanley is, he's a megachurch quote-unquote pastor. He's not a pastor, but he's a fake, no different than Dylan Mulvaney is faking being a woman. It's the Unconditional Conference. You could check it out at embracingthejourney.org. He has a big platform. Andy Stanley is a popular person who spreads lies for a living, hosted at North Point Community Church. So this is hosted at a church, and it's about – this, you're invited to the Unconditional Conference. This is coming up. It's already happened. This two-day premier event for parents of LGBTQ plus children and for ministry leaders looking to discover ways to support parents and LGBTQ. See, first of all, let me pause. You're using the language of the secularists in your promotional material, LGBTQ plus. Makes me want to vomit. This guy is a pastor. You'll be equipped, refreshed, and inspired as you hear from leading communicators on topics that speak to your heart, soul, and mind. We deeply desire this time will bring about healing and restoration. No matter what theological stance you hold, we invite you to listen, reflect, and learn as we approach this topic from a quieter middle space. So who are the speakers? Well, how about this? Justin Lee, who is an active homosexual who claims to be married to another man. He's not married. He's pretending to be married. Brian Nietzsche, professing Christian, an active homosexual who is pretending to be married to another man. Now, again, some of you might say, Charlie, you're being, you know, this is, why is it your business? This is about church, okay? If this is like political stuff, that's a separate issue. Still would be pretty clear about it. We're talking about in the church, okay? The church must remain holy, separate, not to be profaned. This is about theology. If there's ever a time to get defensive, firm, and intense, it's when it's happening within the church. And then David Gushee, Christian theologian, prominent one, who argues that Orthodox Christian Church in the Bible is wrong on the issue of same-sex relationships. That's fascinating. Greg and Linda McDonald, parents of an LGBTQ child, who promotes the heretical Matthew Vine's book, God and the Gay Christian, The Biblical Case in Support of Same-Sex Relationships. So just as a quick kind of summary before I play another piece of tape here from Andy Stanley, the Bible has a lot to say about this. Obviously, the most famous two verses, Leviticus 18:22, you shall not lie with a male as you with a woman. It is an abomination. Leviticus 20:13, if a man lies as a male with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall be put to death and their blood is upon them. But the New Testament, understand the story of Sodom and Gomorrah is such a powerful story. Remember, that is not just about homosexuality. It's about men wanting to rape other men. It's repeated all throughout the scriptures as almost it harkens back. It is so built in to the consciousness, to the zeitgeist of the Hebrews. It is repeated time and time and time again. For example, Jude 1:7, just as Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding cities, which likewise indulged in sexual immorality and pursued unnatural desire, serve as an example by undergoing a punishment of eternal fire. Romans 1:26-1:28. For this reason, God gave them up to dishonorable passions, for their women exchanged natural relations for these that are contrary to nature. He's talking about the end times here. And men likewise gave up natural relations with women and were consumed with passion for one another, men committing shameless acts with men and receiving in themselves the due penalty for their error. How about Mark 10, 6 through 9? But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female, Jesus says. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let no man separate. Christ clearly defines what marriage is. And a man shall leave his father and mother and cling to his wife. And by the way, is Christ God or not? This is a question to ask Andy Stanley. Do you believe in the Trinity? Do you believe that Christ is God? If so, then the entire Bible is Jesus speaking. Not just the red letter Bible. But they don't like that question because they actually, Andy Stanley probably doesn't believe in the Trinity. I don't know what he believes. So here's cut 137 to Andy Stanley basically saying that gay people have greater faith than he does. It's really a strange thing to say. It dwarfs mine. And secondly, he says, we're going to lose membership. We're going to lose tithes and offerings. No one's going to buy my book. Because, and by the way, this is not from recent events. It's from a past sermon, just to give you an idea what he believes. Because young people have, quote, figured it out. Whoa, Andy Stanley. What do you mean young people have figured it out? This is the most suicidal, alcohol-addicted, and gayest generation ever. What do you mean they figured it out? There's more single young people than married young people. And you're looking at the young generation and say, oh, I envy them. Play cut 137.
And I'm just telling you, the men and women I know who are gay, their faith and their confidence in God dwarfs mine. And so not only is there room, there's plenty of room. And we're going to figure that out. And you're going to figure it out. And if you don't, you can say goodbye to the next generation because they figured it out.
Okay, so basically he's blackmailing his congregation saying if you don't embrace homosexuality, then all the young people are going to leave the church. And then this guy hosts an entire conference around this. Let me be very clear. The truth is what will attract young people to the church. The truth is what will attract people. So to be clear, you should speak openly about this topic. The church must speak into these issues. I don't care that he's talking about it. He's just talking about it from the completely wrong perspective. And by the way, he says, you know, there is room. Oh, there's room for everybody in the kingdom of God. But you must repent. We're not going to act as if what you are. For example, I would love to ask Andy Stanley. Can we have an adulterous conference at your church? Could we just have a conference where all the people commit adultery can get affirmation that they're okay for committing adultery? That everyone who's cheating on their spouse can come into the church and feel good about them cheating on their spouse. Isn't that okay? No, you must love those people enough and say, you're in error. That's not God's plan. It's not God's design. There is redemption. Or how about a polygamist one, an orgy conference? We're going to have a conference of people that just have multiple sexual partners. This is a fight for church doctrine and theology. In some way, it's obviously related, but it is separate from just some of the political stuff. Because as soon as it gets into the church domain, I'm going to be as clear and as pure to the word of God as possible. But Andy Stanley is what's wrong with American Christianity. He's a big threat. I hope he gets rejected from any decent circle. I'm glad Al Mohler spoke out against him. Okay, let's get to another question here. Getting a lot of questions about Joe Biden and the border wall. So Isaac is talking about this. He says, Charlie, what do you think about Joe Biden building the border wall? Well, let's play some pieces of tape here because he's getting a lot of backlash from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She's been missing lately. I don't know what's been happening to her. Let's play cut 73.
Answer one question on the border wall, the money was appropriated for the border wall. I tried to get them to redirect that money. They didn't, they wouldn't. And in the meantime, there's nothing under the law other than they have to use the money for what it was appropriated. I can't stop that.
So Joe Biden is, it's an open question of what's really going on here. So they're waiving two dozen environmental laws. So does Joe Biden actually want a border wall? There's multiple explanations here. One of the explanations is that the immigration crisis is so bad or the invasion is so bad that they need some sort of a border wall. That's one explanation. Another explanation is that the right hand doesn't know what the left hand is doing. And AOC is going nuts over this. She is going nuts. We're going to talk about that. But does Joe Biden want a border wall? Does Joe Biden want to build a wall?
Hey, Charlie Kirk here. If you guys love this program and you want to support this program, if we have impacted or blessed your life in any way, I want to tell you about a new thing that we are starting it up. First of all, if you have supported us at charliekirk.com/support, nothing to worry about. You guys are going to be moved on over. If you want to support us even more and say, hey, I want exclusive content, I want to talk to Charlie directly, we are standing up this amazing infrastructure. Team's been working so hard at members.charliekirk.com. Not only is it a way to support us directly outside of all of the other channels, but get this, live Q&As with me and the team, articles exclusively written by me that you won't find anywhere else, pre-show prep calls, and more. Sign up today at members.charliekirk.com. We love bringing our show every day, and we can't wait to bring you even more content that is just for you at the Charlie Kirk exclusive. That's members.charliekirk.com. Head to members.charliekirk.com today. Yes, there's going to be a lot of goodies, a lot of engagement, a lot of fun stuff. But even more than that, if you feel moved and compelled that our show is impacting you and impacting the world, it would mean a lot if you became a member at members.charliekirk.com.
So Joe Biden says, well, there's nothing I could do. We have to appropriate the money. This is not exactly clear what's going on here. Our team is debating this actually in the chat. Blake, who has strong opinions about almost everything, like everything from corn to shooting looters, he really does not really sure what's going on. Andrew believes that it's more of he wants his cake and eat it too. So Joe Biden says border walls don't work as administration bypasses laws to build more barriers in South Texas. And AOC is getting very upset about this. AOC made a very special call to Joe Biden. And she said, Joe, I am very upset with what's going on in the southern border. We need as many Nicaraguans as possible to come into the country. Joe, this is totally unacceptable. We'll have to impeach you. I will work with Matt Gaetz to remove you from office. Play cut 139.
I think it's a terrible idea. I think it's a broken promise. But additionally, let's say you completely disagree on this. You could build a great big Trumpy wall on the entire U.S. southern border, and it's still not going to fix this problem. And I'll tell you why. The U.S. and U.S. foreign policy is contributing to the displacement of millions of people in South America to begin with. And if we do not address the migrant crisis at its root, it is still going to continue to be a problem.
Is that like from an OnlyFans account or something? What the heck is that all about? She's like on some sort of a bed? Very strange. So her answer is that it's our fault that a bunch of third worlders are making a 1,000-plus mile journey to the border. No. What she's really saying is that it's climate change's fault. Yeah, newsflash. When you have the wealthiest country in the history of the world and you have some of the poorest countries in the world, they're just going to try to break into your country. She says, just solve the root cause of migration, says the person whose movement can't even solve shoplifting. So it's not exactly sure what's going on here, or clear what's going on here. Because there's just like piles of contradictions. Play cut 82.
Do you believe the border wall works?
No. Okay.
And by the way, we know what they're saying is false. Because here's, you want to try to exploit their lies. Very simple. Next question should be, do you believe border walls work? No. Okay, so then do you support that we take down all of Israel's walls? Like, let's just demand that if Israel's going to get foreign aid, we take down all of Israel's walls. We just bulldoze them since they don't work and they're racist and they're terrible. So, Mr. President, is Israel wrong to have a border wall? By the way, the agents want the wall. Anybody with a brain knows that walls work. If you go to Israel, not only are they necessary, they're unbelievably effective. But they don't want any sort of border. They don't want any sort of barrier. And meanwhile, Border Patrol is going and cutting the razor wire and cutting the fences to allow more illegals to come into the country. No, AOC is upset on her OnlyFans account, ranting into the camera because she wants a changing of the fabric of America. She wants to change America by allowing the third world in. It is easy to complain. God hates complaining. It's one of several easy top-line takeaways of reading the book of Numbers and Deuteronomy. God hates it when his people complain. And this weekend, the rest of this year, the rest of your life, you must understand and commit that to despair, despairing is an action of a rebellion against God. How often are we despairing? Quite honestly, I despair every so often. I have to stop myself. To despair means I think there's no hope, there's no path. If you are despairing, the enemy is winning. And it's an active defiance to the Lord. So spend some time with your family. Build things that last and that are beautiful. Turn your phone off and enjoy the country that is currently being occupied by the maggots the best you can. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
We get it. You're busy. You don't have time to waste on the mainstream media. That's why Salem News Channel is here. We have hosts worth watching, actually discussing the topics that matter. Andrew Wilkow, Dinesh D'Souza, Brandon Tatum, and more. Open debate and free speech you won't find anywhere else. We're not like the other guys. We're Salem News Channel. Watch anytime on any screen for free 24/7 at snc.tv and on Local Now, Channel 525.